Nearly 16,000 federal student loan borrowers will have their debts erased because they were misled by their colleges. That's according to an announcement yesterday from the U.S. Department of Education. One of these schools, DeVry University, stands out. That's because DeVry, a large for-profit college chain, is still open and operating. NPR's Corey Turner joins me now to explain. Corey, what is the education department saying DeVry did?
Yeah, it's saying for several years, DeVry commonly made one irresistible claim in its advertising, that 90% of its graduates seeking employment found jobs in their field within 6 months of graduation. Now, back in 2015, Layla, the Ed Department demanded that DeVry either prove that claim was true or stop saying it, and the school stopped. But it is now this same claim that the Ed Department has dug into again. And after investigating further, the department says DeVry's job placement rate was roughly 58%, not 90%. And so Now what the department is doing is it's telling some former DeVry students, because you were misled about this, we may cancel your student debts. It is also saying it's going to try to recoup the cost of these discharges directly from DeVry.
And as we said, DeVry is still open. What does DeVry have to say about all this?
Yeah, so in a statement I got late yesterday, DeVry says it is deeply committed to student success. It goes on, any student claims date back to advertising that was used between 2008 and 2015, predating DeVry's establishment as an independent institution with a new board and leadership, the statement says. Still, the school did tell me it believes the department mischaracterizes DeVry's calculation of graduate outcomes, and it does not agree with the conclusions the department reached here.
Okay, so how is the department providing this loan relief to former DeVry students?
Yeah, so it's using this legal provision that's known as borrower defense. Basically, federal law says if you were misled or defrauded by your college, the government can cancel your student loans. Until now, though, Leila, it's only been used to help students after their schools have collapsed. You know, think about like Corinthian Colleges or ITT Technical Institute. Mm-hmm. So the department's doing something new here, and it is trying to be clear this loan relief only applies to students who were enrolled at DeVry between 2008 and 2015. It's also not automatic. Students have to file a borrower defense claim. So far, the department says they've approved more than $70 million of loan relief for about 1,800 former DeVry students.
1,800, but Corey, that doesn't sound like that many.
No, it's not, and I've had several folks tell me it's really just the tip of the iceberg. But the department has also made clear that students can still file a borrower defense claim and maybe get loan relief. I should also say, overall, the Biden administration in just the past year or so has approved roughly $2 billion in relief under borrower defense for more than 107,000 borrowers. And obviously that's beyond DeVry.
Yeah. Now, Corey, you've reported about a huge class action lawsuit filed in 2019 around the fact that the education department was not processing these borrower defense claims. So does this mean that that's over?
No, not by a long shot. The Project on Predatory Student Lending sued then-Secretary Betsy DeVos on behalf of some 200,000 borrowers who claimed they had been defrauded but weren't getting loan relief under borrower defense. DeVos made it incredibly difficult to get that relief. Her department issued thousands of boilerplate rejection letters, and that lawsuit is still very much alive and now hangs over the Biden administration. In fact, I had a handful of attorneys tell me if the Ed Department doesn't move quickly to do even more and deal with the tens of thousands of open claims and questionable denials DeVos left, either a trial or a settlement in that case could force the department to do it.
NPR education correspondent Corey Turner, thank you.
Thank you, Layla.